Today's episode is brought to you by Positively Productive Systems, whose mission is to be the antidote to your stress and to provide compassionate productivity resources and coaching that help you heal and achieve. Be sure to check out both free and paid resources at positivelyproductive.com/resources. I think we think of burnout as something obvious and big, where we cross a line and that's it, we're out of the game. Stick a fork in us because we're done. And this is true, but burnout is actually more nuanced than that in terms of different stages. And there are early and more subtle signs that can often zip by us undetected. You're listening to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Zarotny, founder of Positively Productive Systems and a productivity coach certified in positive psychology and stress management. Join me as we explore ways to live a more proactive, positive life with episodes on productivity, self-awareness, mindset, entrepreneur life, habits and systems, simplicity, fun, and more. I understand overwhelm personally as a multi-passionate entrepreneur, wife and mom to kids and cats, and as a caregiver. I'm here to help you choose what's right for you so you can do less, live more, and breathe easier. Sound good? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Positively Living Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa, and helping you avoid burnout is part of my mission. As a compassionate productivity coach, I'm here to help you live your best, most productive life without the burnout and while still doing what you love. I see time and again the opposite happening for my clients before we work together, and there are many reasons why. Some that I've observed are that we're winding our way through a world where workloads are still incredibly demanding, regardless of what studies show about workplace productivity. Default parenting and mental load remain firmly in place, despite tons of conversations expressing the frustration and the dangers of this. And society makes it challenging to recognize our own stress limits because hustle culture elevates the challenges we place on ourselves and the results we expect. There's more, but those are some of the big ones, and that's why I'm determined to have these conversations here and to speak out against what's traditionally been accepted. While I'd love to help you avoid burnout, and I will if I can, I bet it's likely you've already experienced it. Even more unfortunately, it's not something that happens only once. So my approach is to help you identify not only how it can happen to you, again maybe, but how to spot it faster and to come back from it fully and create a life that doesn't welcome it in the future. I think we think of burnout as something obvious and big, where we cross a line and that's it, we're out of the game, stick a fork in us, because we're done. And this is true, but burnout is actually more nuanced than that in terms of different stages. And there are early and more subtle signs that can often zip by us undetected. So that's my focus for you today. Let's start by defining burnout. It's a state of physical, emotional, and mental exhaustion caused by prolonged stress. When you're under stress, your body goes into fight or flight mode, a response intended to help you survive. Your body doesn't realize you're not actually in danger, so it responds as if it is. And unfortunately, every time it does that, you get closer to chronic stress, which can lead to many potential health problems, including burnout. To understand the stress response part of it better, I recommend checking out episodes like 180, What Stress Really Is and How to Manage It. You can find that episode and many others related to stress on a specially curated stress management playlist. Go to the podcast page of the website, positivelyproductive.com/podcast, and click the Stress Management Episodes playlist button. Okay, back to burnout. Burnout symptoms caused by excess stress can include feeling emotionally and mentally drained, physically fatigued, struggling to concentrate, making careless mistakes, avoidance of work or social activities, increased irritability or anger, and low self-esteem. Symptoms of burnout can range from mild to severe, and the severity of the symptoms will depend upon someone's stress levels and how long they've been under stress. As you can imagine, someone who's been dealing with chronic stress for years will get hit harder faster. This is why I think it's so important to talk about the less common or maybe less obvious symptoms, the ones that arrive early and are easy to brush off, especially when everyone seems to think that they are a normal part of life. These early signs may seem familiar to you, but might surprise you because they're not ones that we necessarily think of as paving a path to burnout. Here are six that you'll want to watch for. Number one, you're frequently irritable. I can practically hear the audible collective gasp from all the moms listening. I know, I get it. A little perimenopause and some insomnia, and we got this one on lock, right? But just because it's a symptom for other things doesn't mean it can't also be an early warning sign for burnout. So watch for it. Number two is that you're overwhelmed by small requests. When you stop to think about it, some of the requests that are made of you aren't as big a deal as they feel. I know that's hard sometimes when we feel so overwhelmed. They aren't a big deal, but they feel enormous to you. This happens when you're weary, whether it's not sleeping well or what I call soul weary, because so much is being asked of you and you can't seem to function. So it all feels like too much. When you catch yourself responding to a simple ask as if it's a huge deal, take note. Number three, your self-care routines are fading and not returning. It's one thing to have a busy season or life, maybe some extra overtime or some events that pull you away from your routine. But if you find even the simple things you were doing for you are falling by the wayside, stop and figure out how to bring them back or what you could do as a replacement, because lack of self-care is both a sign and a cause of burnout. Number four, you procrastinate more, including things that are important for work and business. Putting off things we don't want to do is a natural response. Task aversion is common. Our brains are constantly trying to avoid the hard things. But are you heading towards self-sabotage with this kind of procrastination, including putting off things that are essential? Where is this kind of procrastination going that you're spotting here? Does it feel like you're putting it all off because you literally just can't anymore? Or is it temporary? You want to make sure that it's not one that's continuing in ways that will have serious consequences. And if it feels like it might, this may be an early sign of burnout. Number five, you're forgetting a lot, so much more than usual. Brain fog can come from our diet and shift in hormones. Ask me how I know, I've been through all of it. But another cause is sheer overwhelm. Burnout can cause neurobiological changes that actually affect our memory. So if you've taken care of other aspects, but you're still really struggling to remember, maybe forgetting constantly, again, make note, this could be an early sign. And number six is you daydream about being anywhere but where you are. It's fun and healthy to dream about changing things up and finding a better place to be. But when you can't stop to the point that being present, appreciating what you have in the present, is nearly impossible, that's when it could be an early sign. For example, I love watching Hallmark. There, I said it. Confession time. No, this is nothing new to anyone who knows me. I love watching it for a break. You know, it's a way to tune out the world. And that's fine. But when I crave it so much that I want to constantly tune out the world and only watch that and I can't seem to get enough of it, I know something's up and I try to address what's going on with me. So how do you catch these things and catch them early? Well, you must check in with yourself regularly. Consistent reflection is essential to spot differences in your behavior and to ask yourself why those differences are happening. Any of these can be a normal fluctuation in life, and when you spot them early, you can make adjustments quickly, and it may feel like it was absolutely nothing. But that's the whole point of intervention like this, early intervention. Just as we do with traditional medicine, so too you want to do this for your mental well-being in order to get ahead of burnout. Now, what's something you can do today? Well, first question is, do you have a regular reflection habit like journaling, meditating, working with a coach or therapist or some kind of professional? Do you have a regular time you check in with yourself? If not, now's a great opportunity to pick one that feels good for you, nice and simple, that you can do regularly. And just as you would with a friend, you need to make not only the time, but make sure you're asking yourself the question, how are you doing? Asking yourself about these six early signs and seeing if your behavior has changed and how you're feeling. And not only do you want to ask yourself these questions, you want to answer honestly. And if it feels strange asking yourself this, you can also ask a friend to help you as well. Have a regular check-in and a regular conversation where you buddy up and you ask each other these questions. And again, answer honestly. I'd be happy to help you get started if you like. I would welcome you to message me if any of those early signs I mentioned resonate with you, if you spotted any that you'd like to do something about, what you're planning to do next. And I'm happy to make suggestions if you need it. Reach out. You can do so on the Connect page of the website or find me on social media and DM me. I always love hearing from you. Thank you for joining me today. Your time is precious and limited, and I'm honored you chose to spend it with me. If you have feedback, questions, or want to schedule a chat, head to positivelyproductive.com/connect. And if you are looking for any of the resources referenced on the podcast, from books to products to training and more, go to positivelyproductive.com/resources.